بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشارف بلا والشيخ عارف بلا رومي وق شيخ العرب العظيم مذا الشاحكيم اقتسب نبر الله مرقده. The title is ذرہ درد و غم تیرا دونوں جہاں سے کم نہیں. میری زبان حال بھی میرے بیان سے کم نہیں, میرا سکوت عشق بھی میری زبان سے کم نہیں, میری زبان حال بھی میرے بیان سے کم نہیں, میرا سکوت عشق بھی میری زبان سے کم نہیں. یاد خدا کا ہر نفس کون مکان سے کم نہیں, یاد خدا کا ہر نفس کون مکان سے کم نہیں, اہل وفا کا بوریا تخت شاہ سے کم نہیں, اہل وفا کا بوریا تخت شاہ سے کم نہیں, میری زبان حال بھی میرے بیان سے کم نہیں, ان کے حضور میں میرے آنسو زبان سے کم نہیں, ان کے حضور میں میرے آنسو زبان سے کم نہیں, عشق کی بے زبانیاں لفظ و بیان سے کم نہیں, میرا سکوت عشق بھی میری زبان سے کم نہیں, دامن فقر میں میرے پنہا ہے تاج قیصری, دامن فقر میں میرے تنہا ہے تاج قیصری, ذرہ درد و غم تیرا ذرہ درد و غم تیرا دونوں جہاں سے کم نہیں, ذرہ درد و غم تیرا دونوں جہاں سے کم نہیں, فاش کیا ہے آہ نے زخم جگر کو بزم میں, فاش کیا ہے آہ نے زخم جگر کو بزم میں, لیکن ہماری آہ بھی زخم نہاں سے کم نہیں, میرا سکوت عشق بھی میرے بیان سے کم نہیں, کاش فراز درد دل یعنی یہ آہ عاشقاں, کاش فراز درد دل یعنی یہ آہ عاشقاں, رہبر دیگراں ہے جب راز نہاں سے کم نہیں, یاد خدا کا ہر نفس
کونو مکان سے کم نہیں میری ندامت رہی کبر سے میری پاس با میری ندامت رہی کبر سے پاس با میری یعنی میرا نیاز بھی ناز شاہ سے کم نہیں یعنی میرا نیاز بھی ناز شاہ سے کم نہیں اہل نفاق پر گناہ جیسے مگس ہو ناک پر اہل نفاق پر گناہ جیسے مگس ہو ناک پر مومن کے دل پہ ہر گناہ مومن کے دل پہ ہر گناہ کوہ گراں سے کم نہیں مومن کے دل پہ ہر گناہ کوہ گراں سے کم نہیں رندوں کی آہوں زاریاں اختر خدا کو ہے پسند رندوں کی آہوں زاریاں اختر خدا کو ہے پسند ان کا شکستہ دل بھی پھر ان کا شکستہ دل بھی پھر کروں بیان سے کم نہیں میرا سکوت عشق بھی میری زبان سے کم نہیں یاد خدا کا ہر نفس کون مکان سے کم نہیں اہل وفا کا بوریا تخت شاہ سے کم نہیں ان کا سکوت عشق بھی ان کی زبان سے کم نہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمد و نصلی علی رسول الکریم This is a poem I wrote a few weeks ago. Hazrat asked me to read it in the majlis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality. These are words at the moment. Inshallah, it can be a reality one day. My wonderful Hazrat, what revolutions my Hazrat has caused in my life. My whole world has been turned on the edge of a knife. I am now awake at hours when previously I was asleep, and now I am sleeping when I was previously awake. Always radio in the car and TV at home, it only made everybody moan. There was no peace for the ear or time to speak to Allah Ta'ala. Presently, if it's not zikr or dua, it is reading kalam-e-khuda or kalam of khuda. Eating at a table has been replaced with eating on the floor. And now when we enter, it's salam and a smile at the door. Taking Allah's name is now part of the meal. Before to take Allah Ta'ala's name, we did not even feel. Today, qaza and nafil salah we look to perform. There were days when we thought never could we reform. Jazakallahu khairan for all Hazrat's inspiration. May Allah Ta'ala accept our perspiration. Many sins still to let go, and hope that we just not putting up a big show. But with Hazrat by my side, I am sure it will be an easy ride. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My wonderful Hazrat, what revolutions my Hazrat has caused in my life. My whole world has been turned on the edge of a knife. I am now awake at hours when I was previously asleep,
and now I am sleeping when I was previously awake. Always radio in the car and TV at home. It only made everybody moan. There was no peace for the ear, a time to speak to Allah Ta'ala. Presently, if it's not zikr or dua, it is reading kalam-e-khuda or kalam of khuda. Eating at a table has been replaced with eating on the floor. And now when we enter, it's salam and a smile at the door. Taking Allah Ta'ala's name is now part of the meal. Before to take Allah Ta'ala's name, we did not even feel. Today, qaza and nafil salah we look to perform. There were days when we thought, never could we reform. Jazakallahu khayran for all Hazrat's inspiration. May Allah Ta'ala accept our perspiration. Many sins still to let go, and hope that we're just not putting up a big show. But with Hazrat by my side, I am sure it will be an easy ride.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. This beautiful poem of Hazrat. Zarra dard gham tera dono jahan se kam nahi. A little bit of the pain of the love of Allah is not less than the two worlds. All the ni'mats of this dunya also, and even the ni'mats of Jannat. To have the love of Allah and just one iota of that love. And in this whole poem, Hazrat has called upon us to extend our thinking to just the superficial. Look a bit more further. Become more deep in everything. Have a deep insight, deep foresight, and open your vision. Don't be narrow, short-sighted, but be far-sighted. See things much more deeper. Meri zuban hal bhi mere bayan se kam nahi. My zuban hal is a zuban qal is what we talk, what we say, and zuban hal is your actions, your behavior. You don't say anything. Like for example, somebody asks you something, you just give a smile. That means you said yes. You didn't say with your tongue yes, but it's understood you told yes. Or somebody asked you something and you pulled up your face. You didn't say anything, but it's clear. I'm not happy with that. It's a no. So zuban-e-hal is also something. One is zuban-e-qaal. So agar se meri zuban-e-hal bhi meri bayaan se kam nahi. Just my actions, my behavior is nothing less than my bayans. Some people only follow the bayan. And some people will even make mashura. And like for example, you smile, you nod, you pull up your face. They don't take that into consideration. Only what was said in the bayan. And there are certain things which are different for individuals. The bayan is a am bayan, general for everyone. But for certain people, there are certain things, their ruling is different for them. So they come and ask, and then you, for example, you disapproved of it. But they said, no, in the bayan this was said. So they follow that. Whereas what was told to them particularly, they're not following that. So a person should see the actions and the behavior and the attitude also of the sheikh. That what is his attitude also of our various actions, etc. So don't just look at the superficial things, but see what is called the mansha, the desire of the sheikh also. Follow that. Mera sukoot ishq bhi meri zubaan se kam nahi. And my quietness in the love of Allah is nothing less than my bayan of the love of Allah. Some people only, for example, Hazrat says also, that Hazrat himself also, many other mashayikh, they don't talk also. Hazrat many times would just keep quiet. But those were the times to benefit tremendously. When they are quiet and their connection with Allah, and on that Allah's rahmat that is coming down like more than waterfalls. And if you are just present there sitting, you are getting your full share. But somebody say, oh no, bayan, let us go. Go and do shopping now. Go and sleep. Go and make gapshap. Sit with our friends, have tea, have some discussions. Yeah, Hazrat is not making bayan. But the time he's not making bayan is nothing less than the time that he's making bayan. Hazrat Maulana of Allahabad, Maulana Ji, Maulana Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say, those people who feel that they don't benefit from my silent majalis, they won't benefit from my talking majalis either. When I'm just quiet also, and the tawajjuh, the dua, and this is Allah wala, the eyes fall on somebody, or the thought comes of somebody, and the dua goes for that person. Nobody knows anything. But the whole system of the union, of Allah's system, has come into strong motion. And great, great things are happening. There's nothing, nothing from the tongue, just from the heart. Your eyes fell on somebody many times with little children, and the dua goes off. Allah make him a great alim. Allah make him pious. There's somebody who is sick, a little child, dua, Allah give him good health. Somebody who is in difficulty, ya Allah, his whole life, let him not see any hardship and difficulty. So just that also, so our eyes must go to those things also. Usually our eyes are only to the outward things. But there are many things which are, and especially a salik and a person who has been many years in this path, it should have been developed in him that he should see beyond what he just sees with his eyes. All that Hazrat is explaining, and these are there, and Hazrat's kamal, his perfection, that in a very easy way, the high things of tasawwuf, which were spoken about by our previous mashayikh in high technical terms, and to understand one line, you will need hours. Hazrat has made it so palatable in poetry, and made it so easy for us. Yaad-e khuda ka har nafas kaun aur makaan se kam nahi. To remember Allah, every breath of yours is not less than these two worlds, than whatever there is. So just a person, quietly, he's eating, and he's just thinking, Ya Allah, what are your namas? His wife also doesn't know what he's thinking. But that is not less, it is more greater than this world and Jannat also. And Allah has given us so many breaths in our lives. That lady from the UK, mashallah, Allah has blessed also very greatly. She wrote some beautiful poems. More or less, one of them is that the years are passing by us motionless. We don't see any motion of the time passing. No, we don't see anything moving. But time is passing, whereas we are sitting here. If we remain motionless, we will be reduced to zero. If we don't do anything in this time that is passing, wasting our time, and worse in guna, in porn, videos, and today, unfortunately, how many people, today prostitution has become so common, with good, what are called outwardly pious people. They just can't, they're addicted to that also. And on the other side, we show a pious face also. So we are filling our train, the time of train that is going. We are filling it with snakes and scorpions. We are filling it with fire and punishment. Wow, what are we going to do when finally we get on the train? We have to get on. There is no two ways of death. One, what is called, in inverted commas, a great philosopher, who was this some person, very great so-called philosopher. And one thing philosophers are dead against and are terribly angry about is death. They can't explain death and they can't avoid it. Death is coming, and they just can't explain it away, and they can't get away from it. So he thought he'll make 18 pictures of his, forms of his. So when Malakul Maut will come, he won't know which one is he. So he thought he'll escape Malakul Maut in that way. So when Malakul Maut came, he told him that you made kamal, 18 of you. Now this is your great achievement. And now which one must I take? So he said, in this way, I thought, I knew I'll be able to mislead you. So, oh, it's you the one. But by his talking, he caught him, you the one. That was also just an outward work, and who can deceive Malakul Maut? You can make whatever plans you want to, nobody can deceive Malakul Maut. He will come and he will take everyone. So, anyway, every breath of ours, even if you're tired now, or you're lazy, and you can't move your tongue, in your heart think of Allah. Think of Allah's Qudrat, Allah's love and kindness, Allah's mercy. Allah has created the heavens and the earth. Allah sent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. Anything, You think of somebody who has passed away, make dua. Somebody who is living, make dua. So every that breath of yours is more valuable than this whole world, and Jannat also it is more valuable. You are thinking of Allah. Hey, that is such a great thing. So this we don't see, and therefore we don't bring it within us also. If we see this in our mashayikh, then we will, this also we will do. And our condition will also become like that. Ahle wafa kaburiya tahte shaha se kam nahi. And the people, ahle wafa, those who are obedient, who are loyal servants of Allah, who obey the commands of Allah, they will also falter, they will also make mistakes, but they will make tawbah immediately. Those are ahle wafa. They set on. They haven't got big chairs, big thrones or anything. They're sitting on set, Haitian. And that is nothing less than the thrones of the kings. It is more greater than the thrones of the kings. Those people who realize this, they will make qadr of Ahlullah. And everything of the Ahlullah, even that set which they are sitting on, torn set on top of it. And that is more valuable. They will realize also, more than the thrones of the kings, this is more valuable. Now the places, Hazrat writes, the dust of the shoes is more better than the pearls and gems which are in the crown of the king. For those who realize it. Those who don't realize it, it's nothing. But those who realize it, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu, there wasn't a drop of water that reached the ground. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam urinated in a utensil. He drank that also. Part of Nabi sallallahu. Just see what love they had. So when this develops in a person, and this we should learn from Amir Khusru, who was the murid of Hazrat Shah Mu'inuddin, Hazrat Maulana Nizamuddin, all the Markaz, where Markaz is just there, there is the spirit. Now all wrong things take place there, but nothing wrong quietly. When it's on a quiet, go there and give your presence. We don't get involved in all the wrong things and all that, but very, very great wali. How he made khidmat and how he made qadr of his share, and where Allah took him. He was extremely wealthy also, but how he made qadr of his share, this whole, it's a whole bayan on its own, sometimes inshallah. Unki huzur mein meri aansu zubaan se kam nahi. In the presence of Allah Ta'ala, my tears are nothing less than my tongue. That I don't speak anything and just tears drop from my eyes. Think of how Allah has covered my faults my whole life. How Allah has saved me from major, major illnesses. How many people are paralyzed so long? Accidents, young people. In a wheelchair? However you pronounce it. Those people, their whole lives they are passing like that. How many people? How many people in a coma for so long? How many people lost their family, lost their wealth? Allah kept us. So when you just think, Ya Allah, how kind haven't you been? And in spite of my son, and in spite of my disobedience, oh Allah, you are so kind. So that, and from that, one teardrop it will put out the fire of Jahannam for you. And that one teardrop is nothing less than 20 hours of bayan. Then 20 volumes of a kitab you wrote, that one teardrop that comes. That one feeling you have got, these things we must develop. Not just an outward thing, but inside. But we, outwardly we are pious, inwardly we are committing terrible gunas. Whereas, outwardly we just like ordinary people. But inwardly the real ashik of Allah is connected with Allah. And thinking of Allah all the time also. Daamane faqr mein mere pinha hai taaj qaisari. In my clothes which are daamane faqr of poverty, and this is in comparison to the clothes of the king. Not really literally meaning that the Allah wala have got torn and patched clothes. Many of them lived like that also. But in their simple clothes, ordinary kurta, and the robes and the clothes of the king, what comparison is in there? But though my clothes like this, daamane faqr mein mere pinha hai taaj qaisari, is hidden more than the crown of the kings also. Though I'm sitting just like an ordinary, every wali of Allah, sitting like an ordinary person, but that in my simplicity, in my simple clothes, are more valuable things than the crown of the king also. And those who understand and appreciate this, they will appreciate Allah Wala. Otherwise, many people want the Shaykh also to be dressed up very, very smart, especially we find with the bidati peers, that how they are dolled up really. Hey, with all the clothing, big safas, big jubbas, colorful. Many of us like this outward things, but reality is that outwardly something simple. But in reality, by Allah, what weight it has got. And when a person sees this, he will appreciate the simplicity. Otherwise, everyone will want his Shaykh also. If we haven't got this reality, he must be also very smart and dressed. And we see in many cases, unfortunately, this outward thing overtakes everything. Zarra dard gham tera dono jahan se kam nahi. A little one iota of your love, O Allah, is not less, it is more than the two worlds, than all this world and the year after also. Faash kya hai aahne zakhme jigar ko bazam mein. That this, the Hazrat many times also said, openly, not only hidden, those who could understand what Hazrat's inner conditions, you could think what Hazrat is, what way his maqam is. He's just quiet on his bed. But Hazrat used to say, sometimes Allah makes it also that in your talk, the secrets you give out. That what is your inside condition comes out in your talks also. So, faash kiya hai. It has broken my secret. What has broken my secret? Ahne. That ah, ya Allah. Like Maulana Thani rahmatullah Ali one time making bayan, and our buzurgs, this is one great quality of the buzurgs of Ahle Haq, of the Ahle Deoband, that the inner conditions, they didn't show it. They kept it hidden. But sometimes it also became to be. Hazrat said, imdadullah. What subjects Allah was giving my Shaykh through your barakat. Otherwise this kind of nara and this kind of talk, our mashayikh, they are they got great control over the condition. Whether a person, like one person was very much in desire of getting khilafat, so the Shaykh made out, he's in desire of khilafat. The Shaykh gave him a cup with a mouse inside, he didn't know, and a plate on top, and said, go and give it to that buzurg. The mouse is not going to sit still. He's going to be jumping all the time, or a frog. So he also became inquisitive, and the little bit he opened, out it went. He said, you can't look after one mouse, you want to look after khilafat. So many of us also, we can't control our inner conditions. We make a show of it. And there are many ways of making a show. In sincerity, many of us make a show of our... Otherwise, some people very simply, in the morning, rubbing their eyes. Last night, I got up very early for tahajjud. I'm feeling very sleepy, and it's a show. Your whole tahajjud also, in that one sentence of yours, you destroyed it. Many other things also. So to be able to conceal your inner condition is a great thing. But sometimes that ah came out. Faash kiya hai ah ne. My secret was given away. When that ah of mine, you couldn't help it. It just came out. Zakhme jigar ko bazam mein. That pain which I have in my heart of you, O Allah. That love of you. And I just had to express it. And I just had to give up if my secret came out. Otherwise, a person keeps his secret. When one slave woman, the master, was sleeping and she was making namaz, so in her tahajjud, she made dua, oh Allah, the love that you have for me. So the master woke up, he said, oh slave woman, don't say the love Allah is for you, say the love I have for you. So she said that, oh Allah, if that was the case, he told the master, then you shouldn't be sleeping and I should be awake if Allah didn't have. And then she said, oh Allah, my secret has been opened, take me away. Many such Allah wala we find. The moment the secret was opened, they made dua, ya Allah, now take me away. Many, many instances like that. Lekin hamari aah bhi zakhme niha se kam nahi. But that aah also which came out, It was became public now. It came out. But it is also nothing less than the pain of the love of Allah which is hidden in the heart. The deep love, deep rooted love of Allah Ta'ala. Which came out. That ah also is so valuable. But how many of us even recognize it? We hardly notice it, many of us. Hey, in a bayan also, mashallah, there are some people, for example, in Chatsworth, the Islahi Jalsa, we had for the South Coast. Many times we spoke about this also, that, what was this point? Gee, about the eggs, rotten eggs, which before we should get rotten eggs, now they are scanned, and they are graded. First grade eggs, second grade eggs, not one rotten comes out also. Rice, clean. So, this one lady in Durban, mashallah, Allah reward her, how many, she picks out this one point and makes a whole big, in this journey to Allah, how many of this she has put there. She takes one point and she makes it so valuable. So, I was just thinking now, when we are making Isha Namaz Jamaat, and inshallah, if she or somebody else, whatever, this which our Shaykh Damat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, when a person dies, there are three registers open. And in which register is your name? There is also a very valuable and important point. So there are those people who pick out this one point, and they, mashallah, expand on it so beautifully and make it so relevant and so important. But for many of us, because one bayan finished, after the bayan is over, we don't give it a second thought. Once we leave from here, mashallah, the ladies of Rustenburg said, they on the Wednesday, they have a discussion again, and they review the whole bayan. Mashallah, that is something very good, that all the points that were said, make muzakara of it again. So like that, if we do, even we go home, just discuss it with the family again. And just pick up one, two points and see how Allah will open, and then see how much we benefit. A student who goes to class, ulama will know, without mutala and without takrar, he'll even pass, he'll even get good marks. But a person who makes mutala and makes takrar, how things open up upon him. So this Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is explaining. Kashif raaz dard-e-dil, yani ye aah-e-aashiqa. Kashif, the one who opens up. Kashif raaz dard-e-dil, that thing that opened up the secrets of my heart. What was that? Yani ye aah-e-aashiqa. When the aashiqa, Allah, Allah, Allah. But many of us, he's up to something again. But we, those who understand where he is in that, when he just say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Allah, Allah, and where he is. But many of us don't notice it also. We think he's coughing, we think he's sneezing or something. But those who have the reality, that those few seconds where that person is. But many of us, we don't even notice it. How many people got pious people in their family? Like for example, our elders who are so pious, getting up for tahajjud, you say the old man can't sleep. That is our comments. He's up 2 o'clock making a noise. Whereas, where he was in that time? His tahajjud, his tilawat, his zikr, his crying to Allah. But we passing it off with the old man, he can't sleep, and or the old lady gets up 2 o'clock and disturbs everyone and making a noise in the middle of the night. Where, what is reality and where are we? And then too, we're still supposed to be regarded as pious people. But those who understand these inner things, and these are very deep things of the soul, of which Hazrat has explained in a very, very simple way. Rehbare digara hai, jab raaz niha se kam nahi. Rehbare digara, this person is a guide for others. Jab raaz niha se kam nahi, when all the secrets of his jab raaz niha se kam nahi, and this, that he's a guide for others, at the same time he's a sheikh also, he's guiding people, he's in the public, and at the same time that is nothing less than his private life also. There is a great difference, if we can understand this also, between a sheikh and a buzurg. A sheikh does not have to be a buzurg doesn't have to be a sheikh. A sheikh is one who guides people. Maybe he's not a buzurg himself. Like a doctor, he gives a good, he diagnoses properly, gives proper medicine, gives health to people. As far as dunya is concerned, the dua is Allah Ta'ala, but he himself is a smoker. He himself is drinking, but he is very good as far as diagnosing and prescribing the right medicine. So he is a good doctor, but his own health is rotten. Like that you can have a person who is a sheikh who will tell people, and there are many such people, they are very good in guiding people, in spiritual matters, but they themselves are very weak. And if you are both, what to say? And you could be on the other side, a big buzurg, but you're not a sheikh, you haven't got the capability of guiding anyone, of diagnosing the medicine, the sickness of a person. And you can't prescribe the right medicine also. But in your own right, you're a great buzurg. Which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that to be famous is one thing, and to be accepted by Allah is another thing. Mashhoor hona aur hai, maqbool hona aur hai. To be famous is something else. To be accepted by Allah is, some are great buzurgs. They are not famous, nobody knows them, but they are greatly accepted. Others are very famous, their bayans everywhere, especially nowadays on Facebook, Twitter, and follow me here and follow me there. And they are very famous with so many people following them, but they are not accepted by Allah. They've got show in them, which the show themselves, they are showing it so much. And it's not even hidden, that show, which they're showing it so much. So there is a, and some people have to be famous also, and have to, and are accepted by Allah also. Like a Nabi of Allah. He can't keep himself in a cave and make Allah's worship is haram for that Nabi. A Nabi has to tell the people, Inni ana Rasulullah ilaykum. I'm Allah's Rasul towards you. And there is no doubt a Nabi is maqbool by Allah also. And he's famous also. He has to be famous. He has to be known. Everyone, he stirs up everything in the community. All were doing idol worship, he comes, this is wrong. It is wrong things, and worship only one Allah. And he's inviting people and talking. So he's becoming famous. And at the same time, by Allah he's maqbool. Even if it's not by the people, but he's maqbool. So a sheikh can be a great buzurg also, and he's a sheikh, nurun, and that is our ulama. MashaAllah, our mashayikh, Allah Ta'ala has chosen them. That they are great Allah, they are great buzurgs also, and they are great mashayikh. But there are many people who we don't know. They are great buzurgs, but they are not mashayikh. And a sheikh to hide himself is not jais also. That I'll just sit quiet and make my ibadah, let the people go to Jahannam, whatever. It's his faras, he has to stand up, and he has to tell the people also. So these are two things. So your public speak, rehbar-e digara hai, is a guide towards other people. Jab raaz-e nihaa se kam nahi. And his private life is also nothing less. He's in his own right also a great buzurg, and he's a guide also to other people. Meri nadamate rahe ke hai paasba meri. Meri nidaa. Nadamate rahe. My sorrows that it has ke hai paasba meri. They are protecting me all the time. Pasba, your security. My sorrows, what I have, and these sorrows are a great ni'mat of Allah. Many of us will feel, we have never feel sorrowful, but that sorrow, your sickness is a great ni'mat of Allah. Some difficulties, hardships, it cuts you to size also. Otherwise, many times a person just can become big-headed, a really righteous person also. So Allah put some difficulties, some hard. So these nadamati, these sorrows, they are always my protection. That I mustn't become big-headed, swollen-headed. Mustn't think I'm somebody great. Yani, meri niyazi bhi naaz-e-shaha se kam nahi. My niyazi. Niyaz, one is naz and one is niyaz. Naz is like, for example, children make naz with their parents. They demand something. If another child comes in demand, you'll give the child one slap, you'll kick him away. But your own child, you tolerate him. That is, he knows what my parents, and the child won't go and do it with somebody else. Only with his mother, father, more with the mother, he'll do this. When father comes in, he'll sit quiet. But with the mother, he'll fight with the mother, he'll shout at the mother, and he'll say funny things to the mother also. That is niyaz, naz. And niyaz is to be humble, that your your composure, you collect it, you are not uncomposed, and you keep yourself composed, like respectful, etc. Some children are like that also, especially with others. We know children, when they were with other people, how they are composed. And they don't make a noise, they are so quiet. But when they are at home alone, oh, then it's a different world. So one is Naz, one is Niyaz. So Hazrat says that, Yani Mera Niyaz bhi. This Niyaz of mine, this humbleness of Allah, that I am composed by Allah, Naz Shahan se kam nahi. It's not less than the Allah Ta'ala that you make Naz with Allah. But this is not for everyone. That person who are like that, who are usually called Majzoob people. They don't have the spirit. They are different people. They talk with Allah how a child speaks to his mother. But it's not for everyone to do that. If you are not in that category, for example, the child by mistake thought this other woman is my mother and made niyaz with her, naz with her. That mother gives her one slap. So if you are not there in the position of naz by Allah, and you will make, you'll get one slap from them. You'll be chased out from there. Who are you? But those who are in that position, whom Allah loves like that, and there is a deep, free relationship, it's a different thing with them. Ahle? Ahle nifaq pe guna jaise magas ho naak par. People who are munafiqs, like a fly on the nose. Just let the fly fly away. They didn't mean any, they didn't take any notice. Momin ke dil par har guna ko hai gara se kam nahi. But for a mu'min, every sin, not only big sin, small sins, little bit unmindfulness of Allah according to the stage of a person, that is not less than a heavy mountain on him. That he can't carry that mountain, and until he does not make tawbah and frees himself, he feels this burden upon him. So there also we should gauge ourselves how many gunas we make, especially guna of the eyes, thinking ourselves better than other people, thinking bad about other people. These are gunai kabira, major gunas. But we don't think anything. Like a munafiq, a fly was sitting on the nose, just made the fly fly away, and it's nothing. How many other gunas, actual gunas we are involved in? Hey, as I say today, porn has become, and worse complaints are coming of, so to say, good men in prostitution with filthy, dirty woman. What will you get there besides AIDS? And besides HIV, your money is gone, your health is gone, your respect, you lose your home also. Hey, everything will be destroyed. But and you don't think anything. You don't make no desire to bring a change in your life. Just want to carry on, showing a good front on the other side. And other side, this evil things are carrying on. Whereas a mu'min, the smallest guna is like a heavy mountain upon him. Akhtar khuda ki kuhe pasan. Zindo ki aho zariya, the crying and sobbing in front of Allah Ta'ala of the living people. That is, you are living if you make toba, istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. Allah ko pasand hai, dear Allah ko hai pasand, Allah loves those things. Unka shikasta dil bhi, phir karo bayaan se kam nahi. They're broken hearts, and in that broken heart they are not talking anything. It's not less than a top bayan also. And also, like for example, and you can understand that the crying of a little child is so loved by Allah Ta'ala. Hey, the big people can make lot tawbah, istighfar. But until a little child does not cry, that crying that is what Allah loves. Even if it is of a little child. The only time Allah's azab that was unleashed, it was let loose on Qawm-e Yunus, and it was drawn back again. That was the only time, and this was when a child was crying. And Allah pulled this azab back. So that crying is very, very valuable also. May Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah. Here is another letter, we'll read part of it, also a little lengthy, of most probably Maulana Abdul Mateen sir, it's not mentioned here. We read the previous reply, we did not complete it, I think. Acha. The other letter, which most probably is also of Maulana Abdul Mateen sir, he writes, Bagirami khidmati Qutub-e-Alam, to Hazrat Qutub-e-Alam, Qawth-e-Azam, Mujaddid al-Millat, all these titles, Zubdatu Self, Sultanul Arifin, Hazrat Abbas Shah, Sayyidi wa Murshidi, Damat Barakatuh, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh, Baad Salam Masnoon wa Tahiyyat, Alhamdulillah, Rozana Khub Dil Lagakar, Hazrat Allah ke liye duaon ki taufeeq hoti hai. He says that Alhamdulillah, Allah gives me taufeeq every day, with being my heart present, I make dua for you. And many people, we feel we make dua. Like my grandchildren, all these others, we made dua for Nana, for Dada. They said, yes. When you made, what dua you made? Nothing. Just that we think we're making dua. But really we are not making dua. This is that reality, that putting your heart into the, and making dua. Hazrat ji, Dhaka se Hazrat ki tashrif le jane ki ek do hafta baad. He said, Hazrat, after you came to Dhaka, Bangladesh, and you left, Akhkar par Hazrat wala ki kaifiyat khasa tari hui. Your conditions were, they overcame me. I was overcome with your conditions. And that is what really is a murid and is a taluk with his sheikh. That the condition of the sheikh overcomes the murid. And when it reaches its height, it is called nismate ittihadi. That you are just like your sheikh also. And one is, you have nisbat and you talk like your sheikh, you act like your sheikh, you behave like your sheikh, but one is you just become like your sheikh also. And that is the final thing where you become. And Allah makes it that you start looking like your sheikh also. Laba lehja, my way of expressing, quwwat-e kalam, my talks I used to give, ta'birat, the examples I used to give, ilqa-e mazameen, The subject matter Allah was putting in my heart. Hazrat ji ke saath mushahabahat ajeeba mehsoos wa mushahid hoti rahi. This was became very very common that it seems that you, like you say you think Hazrat is speaking. So much that that it comes. Sameen bahat mehsoos wa mast hoti rahi. And the listeners were also enjoying it very greatly. Jitni ye halat ghalib hoti ahkar Hazrat ki yaad mein mast wa beqarar ho jata tha. How much this condition that all Hazrat said this, like any person, Hazrat said this, Hazrat explained this, and everything you carry on like that, and I just became so happy that with my Shaykh I got this connection. Jaane Ahkar, Hazrat ko bahut dhoonti rehti, and I just look for you all the time. Where is my Shaykh? Aur zarra zarra mein, anwar hi anwar nazar aate the. And in every atom, I just saw the anwarat and the nur of Allah Ta'ala. Achanak ye kaifiyat mastoor ho gaye. But suddenly, I found that this condition just went away. To ek hafta baad, phir out kar aayi. After a week, that condition came back again. Phir mastoor ho gaye. Phir it got hidden, it went away. To kabhi do char roz baad, kabhi ek do hafta baad out kar aayi. Now I find that this condition is repeating itself all the time. I'm enjoying this condition for a while, it goes away for a while. Enjoying it for a while, it goes away again. Is itna mein ahkar istighfar wa tawbah karta raha. And when it goes away, I get engaged in making a lot of tawbah and istighfar. Kuch lafzis mehsoos hui, to iske talafi karta raha. And if I find I've made some mistake, I try and make up for it as soon as I can. Bar bar aisa hota rehta hai, continuously this is happening. Isse mujh par sakht gham toot padta hai. By this great, great sorrow overcomes me. Hatta ke kabhi kabhi main is qadar mutaassir hota hoon, sometimes I'm so affected by this condition, by this sorrow, ke bimar par jata hoon. I become sick in it. Bistar par le jata hoon. And I just lie in bed, weak, I can't seem to do anything. Is mehjuri ko bardash karna qiyamat hai. And to tolerate this being separate from my share and the condition of my share is like qiyamat for me. Hazrat ji, iski wajah kya hai? What is the reason for this, he's asking Hazrat. Aur talafi kya hai? And what is the solution to it? Aur kya ab tak mujhko nizmat hasil nahi hui? Haven't I got nizmat till now with Allah Ta'ala, with you? Why is this happening? On and off it is happening. Kya nizmat ke liye huduri lazim nahi hai? Isn't it that if a person has got nisbat, the connection, then continually his condition is like that. It doesn't change like this. It is changing is till you get nisbat. Now that you have got nisbat, that condition does not come. Then he explains further, we'll read that, and then the reply that Hazrat gives. We can see what relevant points he has picked up, which our mind does not go to also. And then the solution to that as well. In Kashkol Marifat, we were reading, Hazrat wrote about the prescriptions for guaranteed mort on death. And we were doing that. Dua Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. The full hadith is عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كربه أمر يقول يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث. حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه says when any matter should worry نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he should say يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. We read that previously also, and we should think how many of us brought it in us. Regularly difficult times come. Traffic jam. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. Lights go out, load shedding. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. But unfortunately, not Bismillah is on our tongue, not the dua after eating is on our tongue, and yet we feel that we are we got misbah, and we are ashiqan al-khuda. Tarjuma wa tafsir as Bayan al-Quran. The explanation of this from Bayan al-Quran of Manana Thani Rahmatullah alayhi nafs. نفس کو ہر ایک نفس کو ہر ایک کا بری بات بتلاتا ہے. Everyone nafs tells him to do bad things. But just اس نفس کے جس پر میرا رب رحم کرے. Besides that, nafs on whom Allah has made shown his mercy, that nafs is under control. It won't tell a person to do bad things. جیسے کہ انبیاء کے نفوس مطمئن نہ ہوتے. Like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, their nafs doesn't tell them to do anything wrong, anything bad, etc. Jin mein Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam ka nafs bhi daakhil hai, whose words these are, that illa ma rahima rabbi, that Yusuf alayhi salam, what temptation, what an opportunity. And many people who are soiled and who are dirty in their thinking, they say, what a chance he must. Hey, whereas a person who has got proper understanding will just envy him and wish that we also could be like that. So he also was completely pure. Allah's mercy was on him. خلاصہ یہ کہ میری عصمت میرا ذات ہی کمال نہیں ہے. And the conclusion of this is when a person gets saved of guna, not looking at woman, not getting involved in other sin, it isn't your achievement. بلکہ رحمت و عنایت الہیہ کا اثر ہے. But it was the mercy of Allah and the kindness of Allah that you got saved from guna. Never ascribe it to yourself that I saved myself from guna. On your own you will never be able to save yourself. It is Allah's mercy that I got saved. Ammaratun نفس امارہ امارہ کثیرت الامر للمبالغہ یا علیف لام السوء للجنس ہے. That this is امارہ, that is in great amount. The singular of it is امارہ, it commands you to do evil. امارہ, it continuously, all the time, very greatly, your nafs commands you to do evil. So what we have to make is the effort that it becomes in the rahmat of Allah. ما رحم ربی. And amaratun bisu, there is alif lam, and this alif lam al, according to Arabic grammar, there are many reasons for which it comes. Yeah, it is for jinns. That is all types of evil. What a beautiful explanation of this. یعنی قیامت تک کے معاصی کے تمام انواع موجودہ اور مستقبلہ اس لفظ میں شامل ہے. All types of evil till the day of قیامت which are present now, what types of evil. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the evils of today were not present. And what are present after 10 years, Allah knows what other temptations and what other evil is going to come. So this asu, that means all types, every type of evil that can come. Oh Allah, if you, your rahmat is on me, I'll be saved from all that. What are present now, what are going to come, what are terrible temptations, I will be saved. کیونکہ جنس انواع مختلف مختلف الحقائق پر مشتمل ہوتی ہے. Because جنس, that means the type, it includes all types in it. Like for example, you have mangoes. How many types of mangoes? In the word mango pala, so sun, all types of sun, no matter what types they can be, they are included in there. Bas wo naye naye ijadat wa alat mahasib bhi is show mein shamil ho gayi jo qiyamah tak ijad kiye jayenge. So all types of evil that will be invented. The first time they weren't bioscopes, then bioscope is a thing of the past. Then cinema, etc. Then video, then TV, then afterwards internet. On the internet, what things can, it can be used for what evil, to rob people, to deceive people, for all types of sin. All this, so in this when ma rahima rabbi, all types of sin Allah will protect you from. Ruhul maani mein hai, ke ma rahima mein, ma masdariya, zarfiya, zamaniya hai. In the tafsir ruhul maani, illa ma rahima, ma, this ma, the tafsir is also what to do with Arabic grammar, is masdariya, that is the actions, zarfiya, the place, zamaniya, the time, that means in all actions, all times, all places, that who Allah's rahmat is on. So to get to save yourself from guna, you must go in the places where Allah's rahmat comes. You go to the masjid, you go to Haram Sharif, in the times so that Allah's rahmat comes. Ramzan Sharif, Tahajjud time, those are the times. In the actions when Allah's rahmat comes, in the tilawat of Quran, in sujood, you go make sajda, you pick up your hands in dua. So those things, by doing that, Allah's rahmat will come on you. When Allah's rahmat is on you, you will be saved of all types of sin. Jiski tafsir ye hai ke, illa fi waqti rahmati rabbi. Only in the time of the mercy of Allah, the times when Allah's mercies comes down. Wa ismatihi, and Allah's protection. Yani nafs har waqt burai ki taraf raah dikhata hai. Nafs is such that all the time it's guiding you and telling you to do evil. Magar jab tak banda Allah ki hifazat aur rahmat ki saaya mein rehta hai. But until a person is in the shadow of the protection of Allah and the mercy of Allah. So what a person must make effort to get into the protection and mercy of Allah. Many people complain with financial problems. So get into the mercy of Allah. Make tawbah istighfar. Many people have problems, the children are not obedient. Get into the mercy of Allah. Bring tilawat in the house. Bring ta'aleem in the house. All the actions which will bring Allah's rahmat. Then you will get saved, whatever problems, husband, wife problems, you can't save yourself from sin, your sin is overpowering you. Get into those actions, those times, those places where Allah's rahmat comes. And when you get Allah's rahmat, that is the only solution. You yourself cannot offer any solution. اور اللہ کی رحمت کی سایہ میں رہتا ہے نفس اس کا کچھ نہیں بگاڑ سکتا your nafs will not be able to harm you when Allah's rahmat has come nafs cannot harm you otherwise nafs is terrible it will play what havoc in what it will do with you مولانا روم رحمت نے کیا خوب فرمایا اگر ہزاروں گناہ کی جال ہر قدم پر ہو thousands of temptations of guna on every step of your life مگر اے خدا آپ کی عنایت کے ہوتے ہوئے کوئی غم نہیں but if your protection is there no problem whatsoever whatever the temptations of guna and the sahaba the anbiya and the sufia they've shown it what temptations came but they saved themselves so to what is our thing to get into start reading durood sharif start reading istighfar tilawat of quran these are the things that will bring Allah's rahmat Not by big hour lectures. Read Quran, the words of Allah Ta'ala. And see what effect it will have. Rahima, jo maazi tha. There is also more grammatical. Maazi, it was in the past tense this word. Ma masdariya ne usse masdar bana diya. But the ma rahima rabbi. It was in the past tense, but the ma made it a masdar. That is the actions, or those actions. بس علامہ آلوسی رحمت اللہ علیہ کی تفسیر روح المعانی کے مذکورہ مضامین سے معلوم ہوا according to تفسیر we understand کسی کا نفس اگر ایک نفس بھی عصمت حق اور رحمت حق سے محروم ہو جائے that if anyone's نفس for one نفس for one breath how beautifully you use the words also anyone's نفس for one نفس for one breath also is not in the mercy of Allah is out of the mercy of Allah to jis soo mein bhi mubtala ho jaye sab ka khauf hai Every worse guna will be a picnic in front of him. So in other words, you have to see that you are all the time in the mercy of Allah, those actions which brings Allah, the time in which Allah's mercy comes, and those places where Allah's mercy, then you will be protected. The minute you are out of Allah's mercy, you are now, you are vulnerable, and terribly vulnerable, by which you will not be able to protect yourself in the least bit also. In this kitab, Ma'arif Matnavi, we read about Imam Ja'far Tayyar Rahmatullah Ali, and what a heart Allah had placed in. From there, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has shown that how many stars, and in the day the stars are there, but one sun comes out, you don't see a single star. And how many mice and rats there can be, but the cat comes out, an old, weak, sickly cat, and one weak meow, but all that rats and mice, they will run away. Further, bhair aur bakriya, laakho ke taadad mein ho. If there are sheep and goats, in the hundreds of thousands in number, lekin qassab ke ek chure ke saamne, but in front of the knife of one butcher, who is going to slaughter them, itni bari aksariyat ki koi haisiyat nahi. They don't mean anything whatsoever. The qurbani time we see, the kraal is full. How many goats and how many sheep and cows, but the slaughterer is there. By the Zohar time, you say not one sheep is left. They can't do anything. If they make a meeting and they call a parliament session, that we are so many, he's only one. We will go, we will attack him. But they can't. They haven't got that heart in them. And what heart he has got, what courage he has got, they are nothing in front of him. Misal number 4. Afkar aur hawas ki kathrat par neend yak baik tari hokar sabko fana kar deti hai. Sometimes you are so worried and you can't sleep. Worries have overtaken you. This can happen, that can happen. What worries overtake? But when sleep comes, all the worries are gone. Hey, suddenly you just couldn't sleep. 2 in the morning, you're watching the watch all the time. 2:30, 3, but now sleep overtook you. All that worries are gone. One sleep and all those worries are buried. Mithal number 5. Jangar mein laakho bare bare singo wale janwaro par ek sher kitni daleri se hamla karta hai. In the jungle, big elephant animals. The lion even attacks an elephant. Hey, those wildebeest, those big bucks, that what big horns they have got. Lion in comparison is small, but it attacks them. One lion and is the king of the jungle because the heart it has got in it. Or sab par tanha ghalib aa jata hai, and he overpowers all. Or jis janwar ko chahta hai, apne khuraak bana leta hai. And which animal it wants to, it makes its meal for that time. Also, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written, Zamana hamara kuch nahi bigar sakta. Time cannot, we say times are bad. We are living in bad times. We say time is nothing. Time cannot destroy. What's going to happen to our children in the future generation, the times that will come. Zamana hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. We make time. According to environment is we who make it. Time doesn't make us. Time, the environment doesn't control us. We make the environment. So a person who is strong, one person, what idol worship there was in Makkah Sharif, but one Nabi of Allah, and he changed the whole condition. So a person, what we have to work, take your iman. Many people say, my community, very hard to work in this community. The people are so bad. You make your connection with Allah, you one person, Allah will use you to change your whole community. And many such people, what changes they brought in their communities. Pasha Ta'ala, Malikul Mulk hai, aur aisi jamiyat wa himmat, wahi ata parmata. Allah is the controller of everything and everything is in the treasure of Allah. To have that courage, such a heart, only Allah can give it to you. You can't get it from anywhere else. Only Allah can give it. Is jamiyat e qalb ki do qisme hai. And there are 2 types of this strong heart. That is very overpowering and strong heart. Ek fitri, that is a natural, a person has got. Usme janwar, kuffar, wa mushrikeen sab yaksa hai. Animals, non-believers, many people. Like many people, you say, what a brave man. Gangsters. How many people, they fight with the police. They get away from the police, they got a strong heart. They just do things. They just rob people one way. How many people? They got that strong heart and they are using it for wrong things. Or a jamiat wahbi hai, and one is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Jo iman aur taqwa ki barkat se ke baad husool e taalluq ma Allah muyassar hoti hai. And one is that you get from iman and taqwa. And when you are taalluq with Allah Ta'ala, you get such a heart. That before you thought that for me to get up for fajr was impossible. And now you see you're getting up for tahajjud. Who gave you that heart? Now you can't miss your tahajjud anymore. For me, porn, it was my life. I couldn't do it. One person wrote from India that, he says, I'm 25 years old. I've such a life. Never went to madrasa, only school, bad friends, terrible things. At the age of 22, Jamaat people got hold of me. I went 4 months, my life changed. Now, what a change now that strength came. But he says, now I'm going back again into my evils again. Now he's asking for solution, how I can stay away. So I got saved, and now only started namaz at the age of 20. I only knew there's something like namaz at the age of 22. So this is now when that heart comes, that terrible life you just change. So this comes from ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. فائدہ یہ حکایت جس قدر مثنوی میں موجود تھی اسی قدر احتقر نے تحریر کی اس کے انداز تعلیم ہے کہ حق تعالیٰ کے ساتھ قلب میں تعلق کا حاصل ہونا بڑی دولت ہے the whole sum total of this insta story which was narrated that to make connection with Allah and to develop that strong heart then even wedding in the house you'll do it according to sunnah Whatever the people say, you're not worried if you got that heart. Anything else, dressing, you dress. Beard is an honor for you. You're not shy of it. Your dressing is an honor for you. People can laugh and mock at you, but when you got that heart, these are the lower things. Then your heart is so strong that the whole world, you challenge the world also. You are not worried whatsoever. Very dull. اور اس کے حاصل ہونے کا طریق صرف اتباع شریعت ہے. And in order to acquire this, is following Sharia, having a Shaykh who guides you and who builds this. One person must not be satisfied which level he is on. He must carry on in a higher level all the time. That at one stage you are such that you understand what is wrong, it's wrong. It's out of the question. And many things our children's upbringing, one time you were just washed away like everyone else, but now you became conscious. Many things like that. But there are higher and higher things also, which a person must aspire for that strong heart. And it's not that you have to have lot of manpower, lot of military, lot of money. You need that heart. And that heart which is connected with Allah. And Allah will put into that heart, this one heart, one Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, change the world. Eh? So this is what Allah Ta'ala bless us with. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب